From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump interviewing for candidates this Sunday to be his national security advisor after a tumultuous week in which he fired one former military leader from the strategic White House post and his first replacement choice turned the job down. He's spending the weekend at his lavish oceanfront Mar-a-Lago club in Florida. He's planning to discuss the job in person or on the phone with acting National Security Advisor Keith Kellogg, a retired Army General John Bolton, a former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Army General H.R. McMaster, and the superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, General Robert Caslin. The Associated Press is reporting that U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a large-scale military operation today to dislodge Islamic State militants from the western half of Mosul. It is a battle that is expected to be prolonged and difficult to a densely packed civilian population in older, narrower streets. Humanitarian agencies are gearing up to help between 250,000 to 400,000 civilians who may flee. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven Muslim-majority nations, but Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented.
And we will have this time opportunity, I will have opportunity to work a rollout plan, in particular to make sure that there's no one, in a sense, caught in the system of moving from overseas to our airports, which happened on the first release.
The first executive order dealing with immigration was stopped by the courts. This is VOA News.